Hey, everybody, and welcome to this beautiful week's beautiful episode of Baseless Speculation, or the pop culture news on the research you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Avengers Doomsday? This is Baseless Speculation. Go to the movies,
take no lies. Wow, what a trailer, can I say?
There's
can,
guys.
Movies are back.
The movies have returned to
there's,
the cinema.
There's guys. There's guys from movies from yonder.
Mm-hmm.
There's movies from your. Do you remember some guys?
They're in
here. They're in here. Do you not remember some guys?
They're in here,
they're
too.
They're in here, too. Do you like? Do you like sets?
Yeah. Too bad.
Well, then, yeah, you're
too bad, Buster.
Do you like green screen?
Yeah.
Do you like the volume?
I love the volume.
Oh.
I'm the world's number one volume defender, dude.
Wow.
Now, I understand that this is meant to build hype, and I also understand they're trying to build hype on a brand that is quite damaged at this point, and therefore they were faced with an impossible task. But I think if you look back to how Spider-Man handled the fact that they, you know, were showing like, hey, Spider-Man's back and like things are fucked up, they made a normal trailer.
Yeah.
Marvel is still so scared of leaks, even though if you look, the leaks are already there.
Absolutely.
I'm okay, maybe they're not true. But anyway, Marvel is so scared of leaks that they go, our trailer's just going to be guys going,
something's coming.
But also,
hey, there's a big gap between some lads.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
But even if there is a big gap between lads, like, make a fucking normal trailer. Show me what the movie's about. And don't show me guys going,
what has happened to the state of movies?
I don't know.
I look at trailers and I weep. I remember back in the 90s where it was just some guy who, you know, who's basically deep throating the trailer, being like,
this summer.
Like, just full on, just putting it all in the back of his throat, and he'd tell you the whole film, and you'd see it. You'd see it from start to finish,
of course,
every single beat. I'd be like, I want to see all that.
I think a lot about, we were saying in some fucking episode of this show, where we were like, oh, it's interesting because you don't know the guys in this trailer, but I still want to see it. And you, Dusha, were like, that's how trailers used to work.
Yeah.
You didn't know who you were going to see in the movie. They'd be like, this is John Smith, and he's opened a bagel factory.
Yeah.
And you were like, wow.
Can't wait to see how this
goes. Yeah. I wonder what this bagel fact, but John Smith holds a deep, dark secret.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's actually working for the IRA.
Whoa, okay.
Uh-huh.
Now this movie sounds good.
But yeah, like, look, I know that they're pretty much, it's very obvious that they're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Brand slipping. And I'll hit you with something very soon, but that will upset you greatly.
Okay.
Yes.
Kevin Feige said a thing that made me
I think I've seen this thing Kevin Feige said.
So much. Yeah. I wish a plane, Donnie Darko style, would fall on my bedroom while I laugh myself to sleep.
Yeah, brother.
Anyway, they clearly have been like, okay, phase 4, 5, and 6. Phase 4 and 5. We fucked it. No one cares. Let's go back to what worked. This is an Infinity War style trailer.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't that many guys. There was a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Infinity War and Endgame, a lot of guys.
Yeah.
But it made sense because you knew where every guy was and they picked up from where that guy was.
I just watched that movie where that guy was.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know. When was last time we saw Cyclops?
Yeah. Infinity War just played as like kind of like a normal sequel, basically.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, it's not normal in the sense that it's a sequel to like 6 movies.
No,
but
I mean, like, Infinity War is because the first Avengers movie is like, here's 4 or 5 guys that you've seen in other movies come together. And then they had a nice little break where they were like, and we've introduced a couple of new guys. Not too many. A couple of new guys. And now they're coming together again.
Mm.
But then it sort of just started spiraling out.
And no one's connected to anything. And it's not that you... Also, movies are allowed to stand alone. That's okay. Like, when I'm watching a Black Panther movie, I'm not like, where's Iron Man?
Iron
Man would stop this. He'd shoot Killmonger with a bazooka.
Yeah.
I call Iron Man. I go, I understand how movies work.
Mm.
Every movie, just because the Avengers has happened, doesn't mean that every movie is the Avengers
going
forward.
I want a scene in every single film where Iron Man is Iron Manning around the sky and he gets an incoming call and he's like,
I don't answer that.
No.
I'm busy. I'm drinking.
Yeah.
I'm fucking.
I'm busy. I'm Iron Man. I'm dead.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm busy as a corpse.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just flashes straight to his coffin.
You go, yeah. Oh, that's right. He can't.
Yeah, that's
movie.
Right. He got killed He's by clicking dead, his dude. Fingers.
He clicked
cool
his
guy
finger
style.
Too hard yeah. and died.
I am Thanos. Yeah. Whatever. But I'm cool.
I'm a jazz man.
No, stop Robert. Doing it. Not that accent, Robert Downey Jr. Don't be the jazz man. It's crazy. Billy Crystal
when the
did
jazz
that.
Man does get fair.
Why yeah,
playing The Simpsons.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Anyway,
great little Lisa cameo. Little
yes, dude. Put Lisa in the Avengers.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're at this point now where it's like, okay, so Deadpool and Wolverine brought in some Fox people, so we now know that that's possible.
Yeah.
We the X-Men, because now guys from movies that used to be good, now you know they're actually good because it's yeah. been it's in canon.
Well, they're real.
Now.
They're real.
Yeah, you know
real
those movies now. That were sometimes good but really yeah. bad and maybe directed by a sex pest. Actually, they're good now.
Yeah, but it's not even. I don't even think.
Hey, for movies directed by pedophiles, the first two X-Men movies are good.
Yeah, that's true, dude.
Days of Future Past, man.
Yeah.
Good film.
Damn,
good film.
Dude.
Directed by a pedophile.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And it is hard. To watch them when you know that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Not because it's not a separating the art from the artist. He did use the movies to groom.
Yes, that
he
is
liked,
true.
You know, young twins.
Yeah.
Which are in the movie. Yeah,
Iceman.
It does make it hard to swallow
as a
film.
Do you have a twin brother?
Yeah. That's
oh,
interesting.
You do.
Okay.
Well, that's
damn.
Really
bummer.
Sad to understand.
Yeah. But,
anyway, good stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're real now because they're in this.
Well, yeah, because I think actually, like, it's, and we talked about this in probably the Spider-Man No Way Home episode and the Deadpool Wolverine episode and probably others, where I don't think it's not even about quality really anymore. It's not that now that they are part of the MCU, they're good. It's that they're real.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they're banking on. And I want to say people don't care, but I know that's not true.
Yeah.
Because Deadpool Wolverine is the biggest movie of all time. So people love it.
Odyssey's about to pass it with box office records, probably.
Rah.
So this trailer I don't think works for what they're trying to do.
Oh, no way.
And the general vibe that I'm getting from being a guy in the spaces of where people are usually caring, they don't care.
No.
Our good friend Darcy, who's an idiot.
Yeah.
He's so excited for Spider-Man, but even he doesn't care about Doomsday.
That's so funny to imagine anyone being excited about.
Oh, like I get it. Like Spider-Man, I get.
Yeah.
Because again, they did the thing. They made an act. Whoa, I'm millennial now. Yeah, I just did the thing. They made a trailer.
Yeah, that's true.
They made
that's
a
true.
Normal trailer.
The Spider-Man trailer, it raises questions. Yeah. It leaves you going, whoa, what's this movie going to be
doesn't
about?
Look
they
like
did
shit.
Make a trailer, sure, but they also did the same thing of like, we're leaving things out.
Yeah.
We're
but leaving things
bullshit.
Out is fine. I'm not against leaving things out.
Yeah.
I'm
stupid. Why you'd not trust the audience, you stupid.
Well, I mean, like, whatever. Because it's like, it's not like
they made Andy Garfield lie and he loved it.
Yeah, that's
and that's
true.
Fine.
No,
actually.
The biggest, like, them keeping I'm that a secret is awesome.
I don't know where I stand.
I don't know where I stand. Every sentence surprises even me.
No Way Home's problem is not that there were secrets, it's that it looked like shit.
Yeah,
and
that was
there
bad
was
bad movie. Yeah. It was written terribly.
Terrible movie.
And looked really, really bad.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
cinemas
yeah.
are a visual medium.
Yeah. But nothing. I mean, the trailer for Doomsday like looks horrible.
But there's also like there's so many shots in this that okay, if you're gonna make a trailer of scenes that clearly aren't in the movie, that's fine. Release it. I don't know. Because also Doomsday had the teaser that was just the chairs.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, I forgot about the chairs.
I love the chairs, too.
That was really
good.
Funny.
And wasn't it live streamed for like a billion hours?
Yeah, because it was like.
There's some chairs.
It was a couple of. And then at the end, Robert Downey Jr. was there.
Yeah,
he was sitting there. I know whole he didn't time, say.
I think
wasn't
he? Doesn't he say Avengers? Does he say Avengers Assemble? In my head, he says winning.
Charlie Sheen.
No, but that's not right. No, he says some shit. But yeah.
What does this tell us?
It tells us that guys are going to meet.
Fought him.
Yeah.
Got his ass handed to him. And it tells us the X-Men are there.
Yeah.
And, like, if you don't know anything, I mean, great. It's such a weird place to be where, like, you need to know enough about all this bullshit, but then if you know enough, you know a little bit, but then they're not really saying anything.
Mm, yeah.
And so it's like, okay, cool. So they're showing us Xavier's school, the first image, and they're showing us like them fighting the Avengers.
The school's fucked.
And the school's fucked.
Yeah.
And so like someone could be like, oh, well, obviously this is that the Fox, or a different universe.
Yeah, yeah.
They're still doing universe like hopping, but you could also be like, man, I guess the X-Men were always around.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
In what we've been seeing in the Marvel films, and
like,
man, they got underfunded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, they just had to move on. But it's weird because it feels like the premise of this movie is going to be, oh, Doctor Doom's jumping between mm-hmm. worlds and destroying yeah. them, and that seems like a really easy thing to sell in a yeah. trailer. You show it's the Fox X-Men universe. And you show sets or like, you know, yeah. stuff from those movies, but destroyed. And you go, yeah. whoa. And well, then you show you, fucking yeah. Melbourne destroyed. And you go, it's the Nick Cage.
No, you go, Cage that's or... the plum in the Death Star universe. Yes!
Doctor Doom, fucking got him.
No, you're right. Because again,
I meant
like,
based on speculation.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
They're
that.
Not the same podcast.
No, that's right. Different guys. Yes.
If people realize we do one podcast, we're dead, boys. Okay?
Yeah, 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 yeah. So that last, don't listen.
Don't listen.
Retroactively stop.
Every podcast we do has its own identity. Mm-hmm. Go
yeah.
on.
Yeah, so they could, again, because again, if they, you know, because it's they need that connective tissue.
Yeah.
Because it's like of what has come before, if they wanted to. They could grab the bits from like Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Where it's like, because if this is going from and borrowing from that run.
Yeah.
The whole Doomsday Break World, whatever it was called again, Secret Wars.
Yeah, yeah. Bust the World, whatever. I know
yeah,
what
yeah,
you mean.
Yeah, yeah. Break World, whatever.
Yeah, Battle World?
Battle World. Battle World, yeah, yeah. Whatever, Battle World. And then it depends if they're borrowing from like all those ones, like the Secret Wars, or if it's just this last one or whatever. And it's like, okay, cool. So there's a bunch of incursions that are happening and the Beyonders or whatever are coming in and they're fucking up all the worlds.
Yeah.
Like have that bit from like Doctor Strange where the world is coming and the ominous bullshit from, yeah, that evil Doctor Strange talking about like the worlds are going to like
yeah, collide. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, granted, they probably want to do everything they can to forget about like Ant-Man and Kang
yeah,
and all that.
Yeah.
But like, you know, you could almost get some of that of Kang being, of Ant-Man talking about like, you know, the things that are coming that I'm not prepared for. Mm. I think that might have been all Kang. So don't worry about that.
Yeah.
No, but even, because I think
you can have those things to set it up show the trailer to be like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit's happening. And then you show like a happy scene from yeah. like the Fox Men universe. Like that scene from one, I think it's like Deadpool
Fox 2.
I liked it.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, Fox Men.
I like it.
Like the Fox
I like Fox Men. It's just
Deadpool 2's Fox Men scene.
Yeah, the one where he like goes into the
oh, right. Yes, true.
The mansion and he just like opens, like the door opens and all they're like, shh, don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, you see like a happy moment or like a scene where they're together.
That's the wrong Fox Men though.
Yeah, yeah.
Fox Men. But also, yeah.
Is it the wrong Fox? But no, I know what
younger,
you mean.
The
you
younger
know,
Fox Men. So whatever, like a scene from there, a happier moment in time,
yeah.
and then you show it destroyed.
Exactly.
Then you show it.
And then
like,
you go, oh, damn, okay, fucking Doctor Doom is coming, and it's like a big deal. In this, you get Robert Downey Jr. doing a frankly horrible accent.
What you're talking about?
But it's not even that.
They paid me $50 million.
I am paid $50 million. I am Dr. Doom.
I am Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
I am Dr. I wish he sounded like Gru.
Yeah.
I am Dr. Doom.
Whatever comes from this, I know that we have years of great Dr. Doom impressions up our sleeves.
That is really nice.
And that's really good.
That's a comfort.
I'll give you next time. Read.
I hate the Avengers.
They came for me and my girls. Which he does, because he's got witches.
That's true.
They
leave
do.
The girls alone.
My witch girls. Reed Richards, he come.
Reed Richards,
he come over Reed to Philadelphia, and here he come, and he destroy my town.
Oh,
with Mr.
hate
Mr.
you,
Stark.
Reed Richards.
Oh,
he's
Reed
a bit French.
Right? Why he do this?
Reed Richards.
It's
you
nice
will
to just
die,
go.
Reed Richards.
I'm going on a tour of Europe.
You're,
so
you're just having fun with
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that's good, dude.
And it's good to be like, yes, my witches, we have perhaps... Klee?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, dude, if Klee's in this.
Skylar Weaver.
If Klee's in this, all is forgiven, frankly.
Well, Klee will be in
this. Oh, Klee's
that's awesome,
dude.
Because Klee's there. And the other witch, Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
It probably will be Doctor Strange and Klee. I don't know about Scarlet Witch. Elizabeth Olsen seems pretty sick of the MCU.
Yeah, but like, hey, give you this much money.
Yeah they tried to give that.
Maybe I'm not sick of the MCU.
But then they go, hey, Scarlett Johansson, we give you this much money. And she said, no.
Okay, fair enough.
So it depends. And also Scarlett Johansson, she's an actor that I love.
Yeah.
But in real life, makes some of the worst Hollywood decisions of all time.
True.
They go, hey, don't worry about your morals. Here's money. It would be pretty on brand for her to say, awesome.
That's great.
Am I playing a Japanese woman?
Yeah.
I'll do
it. I'm in.
Yes.
Konnichiwa.
They go, no. You're not the major anymore. Woody Allen, is he directing?
What's he
I don't
up
think
to?
He did anything wrong if it's $50 million.
I'll sign a letter.
Yeah, I don't care.
Happily sign
put me
a
in
letter.
The movies.
I think in her defense, I don't think she signed that letter.
Oh, that's good to hear.
She did recently, or at least in the last like 5 years, defend Woody Allen.
Yeah. Scott, yeah. Come on.
Anyway.
But yeah, so like, again, also, again, we're talking about trailer to be like, well, what's happening? Because again, you don't know. Well, you know Doom. You know Doom.
Yeah.
To be like an evil person, right? Mm. But then it's like, well, is he doing the whole thing of like I'm trying to save the universe? Because then you get the whole like, you know, you look at me, it's like you make it enticing.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't.
Doom can come in, and in a trailer can be just like, you think I'm the villain. Mm. I'm not. I'm here to save you. I'm here to do all
but
like
even based on his speech in this, where he goes, you're going to have to make a decision.
Yeah,
I don't know
me
what.
Me or your girls.
And it's very funny considering last time we saw Doom was like talking to Frankie Richards, and like that film was all about you have to make a decision.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, the boy So. I understand that they're in kind of a weird spot because they're trying to do, hey, we need you to care about this.
Yeah.
This is bigger than Infinity War and Endgame, but at the same time, this is a sequel to those movies because you love those movies.
Yeah, I mean, great time to bring up Kevin Feige, what he said, where goes, hey, I know that people are complaining that there's no build-up for Doom,
yeah.
But what was the build-up for Thanos? I don't think that was relevant to the success of Infinity War and Endgame. He sat in a chair and then he said, it's time for me to do it myself.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter.
He was also in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I think he's set up across
and also he's,
the Infinity Stones.
Yeah,
are set up across.
It's the Infinity Stones that are set up there, not necessarily Thanos. Anyway, that's also not even the Kevin Feige thing I was talking about.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll save the one I know.
Okay.
Or a little bit later, like when we're really down in the dumps.
Okay. All right.
Which will happen.
Yeah.
Like the whole point was like of like the Avengers. The first one is that you're fighting Loki and then you find out that he's just a lackey of the
guy. Exactly.
And so he's been threatened throughout the whole.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, with Doom, they're trying to be like, hey, remember Infinity War and Endgame?
Yeah.
This is a sequel to that, but it's bigger than this because all of the guys from the past that weren't real are real now because they're in this because this is also going to be a sequel to Deadpool and Wolverine because you all loved that.
Mm.
Yeah.
But it's bigger than that too.
Yeah.
But they can't focus on Doom being a bigger threat than Thanos and wanting and playing the but I'm the good guy thing because that's also Thanos's.
Yeah.
So they're trying to be like, hey, this is a sequel to the last thing that you guys definitely saw.
Mm.
But the motivation of this villain is the same as that, but bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't really lean into that too much, even though that is almost certainly what's going to happen in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he'll basically be like, I know that there's leaks out there. I haven't seen any of them. So if I'm right, I'm just right.
Yeah.
Mm. He'll almost certainly be introduced. He'll know some of the fucking characters, whether it's Fantastic Four, Doctor Strange, it'd be someone, Thor.
Yeah.
Be someone. The incursion is happening. He'll be like, I need to stop this. Like, I'm stopping this. You need to team up with me.
Yeah.
And then he'll be like, surprise, motherfuckers. I'm Samuel. No. Surprise.
Yeah.
I am stopping this, but it's to build a reality in my image and my wife or my mom or my kid or my fucking dad. Someone's dead and I'm. My girls.
My girls, I need to bring them back. Also, these are the minions. Yeah.
Well, the minions would love Dr. Doom.
Bob Avengers
love it so much.
Bob da boom.
Bob da boom. Banana.
Bob da boom. Banana. That would make the movie a 10 out of 10, frankly.
A portal opens and the minions
come like, out. Yeah, it's like the end of Endgame, but it's just like hundreds of minions.
Well, it seems.
They go, that's Gavin. That's Dick. Dick's there.
My guys.
I know that guy.
Otto.
Well, it seems that So what they're probably going to... I'm trying to think of, like, because you have Thor, who's like, oh, I know this mother... This
yeah. What I was just saying, yeah. like, all of this is just... It's not necessarily going to be a problem with the actual movie. Mm. I have no doubt that this movie will be, one, entertaining,
yeah.
two, look like shit. Mm. But that, if you can get over the second hurdle I just put, yeah, you're going to love this movie, and people are going to come for me and be like, you hated a movie.
Yeah.
I've done so many podcasts where I've said this.
Yeah.
Cinema's a visual medium.
Yeah.
Mm. So, like, I want, I would, like, all style over substance, those movies yeah. still appeal to me.
Yeah.
I don't.
Sometimes a spectacle's fun.
Yeah. yeah.
The Odyssey. You love The Odyssey, then you love this. yeah. One's an affront to cinema.
yeah.
And I'm not saying which one.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's this.
Yeah, I know.
of course.
From all the things you said.
Yeah.
yeah, 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 I can, yeah, yeah. I can figure it out.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, it's just it's just that they, rather than putting all their focus into making a cool-looking movie,
yeah.
if they had a big set piece that wasn't just what if a screen in the background projected a building
fall down.
What if
the thing met the Black Panther guys in a sort of... pit.
Yeah, it's yeah. all the void, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, it's very...
But yeah, sorry, I keep getting all over the place, but new for our podcast.
Yeah.
I understand making a trailer that you're trying to sell the idea of what you're trying to do is really hard,
mm.
but I also know that they showed a second trailer at Comic-Con,
yeah.
which they're gonna, I believe, will probably be a post-credit scene to Spider-Man, which by the time you hear this, you'll probably know, because chances are if you're listening this deep to a Doomsday episode, you went and saw Spider-Man yeah, opening yeah, weekend. Yeah. Which will be out by now.
Yeah.
And that second trailer has more, like, scenes in it. Because my problem with this trailer is it's a vibes trailer where the vibes vibe are off.
Yeah.
But also, it's just like, whoa, vibes trailer, ugly.
Yeah.
And it's sort of disorientating, which is fine, but you get no information from it. But the trailer that they showed at Comic-Con, I believe, had, like, a scene with Doom and the Sentinels, maybe?
Okay.
Oh, which, okay.
Cool,
I guess.
But then again, I think that it would just end with, like, an Avengers... It would just be the fucking Avengers pose from the Avengers, except this time they'll be they'll be surrounded by Sentinels, and they'll be...
An X-Men.
Yeah.
They'll be Gambit and fucking...
Oh, Deadpool.
Yeah.
Deadpool.
Well, Deadpool and Peggy Carter are confirmed.
Are they?
Yeah, I was reading this. San Diego Comic-Con is where it was announced.
Yeah.
yeah.
Deadpool.
And there's a line, I believe, from the actress who played Peggy Carter where she's like, I hope I don't get killed again, which is pretty funny.
Yeah. is that Hayley Atwell?
Oh, I don't
know. Yes.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds also was at Comic-Con in a gray X-Force Deadpool.
Yeah, and people said, what's this? And he said, it's my Jean Grey or some shit.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
Because people are still, again, at this point, we know.
Yeah.
But at time of recording, it hasn't technically been confirmed about the Sadie sink. They're still being
Have you seen that awesome interview? It's like of some guy on like a fucking...
One of her actor friends is like, oh, should I say Jean? Wait, is that a spoiler?
Yeah, they just fucking...
It's so funny to me. Like, because at this time of recording, Spider-Man is out. I have not seen it.
Yeah.
I watched like some...
We're going to go see it tomorrow, I believe. Yeah.
And like how, like, you know, they just kind of explained, like, just mention it. And it's like, it's really hard to talk about and review this without giving any level of, like, because even just the basic plot is considered a spoiler these days.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I'll do my best. And they don't say Jean Grey at all, but obviously it's clearly
Jean Grey.
And then it's just like from what they, you know, had like, okay, this is the beats of the storyline. I'm like, oh, that, okay, that wasn't really explained at all in the trailer, this kind of stuff. But that sounds somewhat fascinating and interesting, I guess. So I'm like, okay.
Sure. I know, again, we're a week behind. Like, we're the fucking pre-recorded call-in show, basically, kind of thing, where I go, you're going to know this now, but this is new for me now. When this is added, I will already know this.
We'll be on the same page, but right now, listen,
we're not on the same page.
You're a week ahead of us. Anyway, how much is it? This is the top review, because I was like, okay, Spider-Man critic screenings have happened now, which means I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Consensus, Metacritic, etc. Obviously, Metacritic scores don't mean
anything. Yeah, but sure.
But this is the top review from the San Francisco Chronicle. And this will get us excited about tomorrow.
Okay.
Last week for you listeners, when we go see Spider-Man. If No Way Home had the gee-whiz thrills of an original Star Wars, then Brand New Day has the mature melancholy of an Empire Strikes Back. A movie that it references.
You're right. I am excited.
That's the best review I've ever heard.
That's a 10 out of 10.
Fuck, dude.
A movie that it says? Cool. I hope it's like the Empire Strikes Back.
If the last movie reminded you of a different movie, then this movie might remind you of the sequel to that movie it references.
By the way, it references.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
hey,
get excited.
You've seen Star Wars? Spider-Man's in Star Wars.
I finally saw Star Wars. That's good because you know
in Civil War
he hadn't seen
it. Is that a movie? I've not seen that movie. Yeah.
But then he has a Death Star or wherever he drops it.
No. He has seen Star Wars. He goes this. He's like this reminds me of a really old movie.
Yeah,
and then they go, kid, you're a kid.
Oh, kid,
I'm Iron Man.
that's a funny review.
Once they released the second trailer for Doomsday, my complaints about how bad this trailer for Doomsday will go. Because at the moment, they're really just banking on you looking at close-up faces and hearing fuck-ass dialogue.
Yeah.
Thor's dialogue is at least something.
But it's so, like, fucking... I'm so sick of this kind of trailer. I can't hear a guy be like, something's coming again. You know, I'm at my fucking limit, frankly.
Well, what about... Okay, does this get you excited for the movie then? Hall H.
Yeah.
San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
There being like questions from the audience, and then a guy in a gray Deadpool suit gets up and he says, "My name's Ricky." That's awesome.
Yeah,
shout out to Ricky's all over the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And he goes, "Hey, yeah, I got a question for Paul Rudd. Where is Thor and why is he crying?"
Yeah, because of Deadpool and Wolverine reference.
And then Paul Rudd says,
"Thor's crying, holding Deadpool." And Deadpool's like, why does this happen?
Yeah, yeah.
Who cares?
Paul Rudd responds, he's a Wrexham fan.
Dude? Hmm? Who could care about this movie? What are we doing?
I'm excited.
Are you out there caring about this?
And that's okay.
You losers?
I was going to say.
For God's sakes.
Jackson has reached his limit.
I just can't.
He's at his limit. Jackson's at his limit.
I'm at my fucking wit's end here.
Yeah, he's ready to burst right now.
I understand
he's
that limit. We're Fuck, now man. At a point where we're making a podcast for people who like the stuff that we don't like.
Yeah.
Whilst they watch people that they like held in a cell of their own making in hell, where they're stuck in an endless content loop.
I don't know. It's this weird thing.
I'm kind of, it's a big event movie. So like, I have these, like with stuff like this, and maybe this has come across in the past.
Yeah.
And I think, although Jackson has definitely said this before, but I guess not anymore.
I'm like, losing my mind.
It's a big event movie. So yeah, like I am excited to see it, but I just wish... And look, hey, maybe all the visual effects of this trailer are unfinished and the movie actually looks fucking awesome.
Yeah. Unlikely.
But no, it's going to look like shit and I'll be flat on that.
Yeah.
And like, I'll think about the story a bit too much and I'll go, okay.
Yeah.
But I'll still have...
I'll have fun.
I might have fun.
I will enjoy probably going into the city with the two of you. And getting a spaghetti dinner, most likely.
Ooh, yeah, we're talking.
And then watching an event, being like, I'm at the cinema with my popcorn, probably my novelty popcorn bucket that I forced the company to buy.
No, we're calling.
I just want to say something, Jackson. That novelty popcorn.
Thunderbolts popcorn.
Yeah, my Johnny Baby, he loves it.
It's great.
It's gone from the studio, you might notice. No, also, you might notice that the Avatar baby has also disappeared. So he came in here yesterday, and he took it to bed.
It's his brother.
Avatar baby.
Oh, that's very cute.
He tried to brush its teeth yesterday. I thought that was very cute. And then this morning, he was sitting in the Thunderbolts, bucket.
Popcorn bucket, yeah.
And we'll laugh and be like, "Why are you sitting in it? Okay, come on, we got to go to take it." He stands up, and what is in... The Thunderbolts.
He thought it was
bucket.
A body.
It was his smoothie bottle, like his full of his smoothie, and his water bottle, like he was some kind of chicken or maybe a dragon sitting on his oar.
Oh,
and I loved it immensely. He can't quite fit in it. It's quite little.
Yeah.
I thought because he's being potty trained at the moment, you're going to reveal that he would stand up and he's taking a shit in it.
That would be awesome as well.
It back to Jackson and be like, "Here you go."
It's less funny now.
The potty training stuff is very funny because, again, it's like he's probably a bit too young for it. We just got the potty in the room to be like, "Hey, if you want to, that's great." We're trying to get him familiar with it.
Yeah, sure.
But he did pee in it the other day.
Oh my God.
So we're like, "Hey, look at you doing. You're going to be learning."
That's cool, dude.
Good for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's cool that toilets are unnatural.
Well, yeah, man.
Like,
yeah.
There's something funny about that. We don't have to piss in a place.
No.
No.
Well, again, it's, you know? Well, we should, in a corner at least, like an animal at the zoo. Yeah. But, like, yeah, you think about, like, the Western toilets, how, like, yeah, just it's not, we're not meant to
no,
be doing
it's,
that.
No, it's sort of, you know.
We should be squatting.
It's not
know?
A
we
natural
have that, you know,
thing.
I wish we, like, had, you know, had done the more, like, yeah, the, I guess the squats kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's better for your back.
Absolutely.
Like, I just love how chairs, just in general, like.
They're not designed for comfort. Yeah.
We are. Yeah, chairs were not meant for us for as long as we sit on them. And they're seen as such, like, a. Like, to this day, because we still have, like, the chairman, like, chairs are still as this, like, idea of power.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, the throne and all that.
You're like, oh, it's good to sit in a chair. Like, it's powerful.
Yeah, because, it, I guess, it used to just be like, oh, this is rich and powerful. Could afford a chair. Here I am, a peasant on the ground.
Damn.
With the muck and the pigs.
The idea of, like, but, yeah, getting, like, being a peasant with, like, no money but a chair is, oh, my God.
You're so rich.
Dragging that chair and around,
like,
sitting
you,
in fields.
Or your family of, like, you know, 12 people.
Yeah.
And you're just going to be like, well... My turn.
Yeah.
Or like that's usually like, you know, the grandfather or the dad's chair and like all you and your siblings are there and you're like, let's take turns on the chair.
Oh yeah.
Or fight for
having
the chair.
Children and then like on your deathbed being like I don't have much children, but you can have you can fight over the chair. That's
fight for daddy's love.
Yeah. Oh, and I would make them winner? Fight for my love. Absolutely, dude.
It's the chair.
They would be in constant competition with one another.
Anyway.
And I would say which ones were my favorite at the end of every night after dinner.
Here's my ranking.
I'd be like, okay, children, come sit by the fire. Let daddy rank you. I think that's a good way to raise some competitive kids.
I think so. I think
you know,
so.
My
it
kids
reminds
will...
me of a film I saw with Zac Efron. Real good
yeah,
haircut.
I think that's the way
I
to do
it. I think that family
I'm pretty sure that's the way to do
well,
it. Yeah.
Remember,
they were cursed. It's not the dad's fault.
Of course. It was
they had a curse.
They had a curse. Anyway, yes, I'm looking forward to the spectacle of, like, yes, seeing it with my good
it's
friends.
It's fun to see a movie.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's that weird thing where I'm like, I like these, you know, I grew up on this these comic books. And it's like, it's
another
nice.
Another visual medium, by the way.
Yeah.
Movies.
Yeah.
But it is so, I don't know, man. It's disappointing. Like, I think it was, you know, we felt it for, like, a long time, but definitely for Spider-Man No Way Home, where it's like people were like, yeah, but the three Spider-Men are back together, and I'm like, you deserve better.
Yeah.
Like, have some respect for
who
yourself.
Cares?
No.
You read years and years of slop that so you can deserve better. Yeah, you hit the lamp. You can kind of go like, hey, maybe like we could get something better than what we have. Like maybe
but clearly that's
put some
good.
Effort. But then it's like, well, you were coming to see it anyway, so why should we?
But also, and we talked about this when I think when we did Deadpool and Wolverine, this is what people want.
Yeah, I know.
People don't want to.
I get it.
Deadpool made like a billy. Me, I struggle to pay bills.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. People want Deadpool and Wolverine. That's the kind of movie people want.
They want it shot in the nowhere where guys come on screen and they go, hey, here's my catchphrase and here's a funny quip.
Exactly.
And then
like,
they
we can be as mad about it as we want, but clearly that's what the audience is looking for in a movie.
Yeah.
The general audience wants a movie that's filmed nowhere and full of guys they know.
It doesn't. And you can look at it and you glance at it and it looks good enough.
And on that front, this fucking doomsday is that.
We're really being like primed for just like AI slop. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just to really confuse, like, yeah. If you look at it, sure. Yes, people have like 16 toes and four hands.
Just don't look
don't
at
worry
it too
about
much.
It. If you're not really looking, it looks perfectly feasible.
This trailer is basically the equivalent. Like, this, it's obviously not AI.
Yeah.
But the way that this trailer is presented is the same way that AI would make this trailer.
Yes, yeah, totally.
Just, lots of close-ups of people's faces, no context for anything, and like two voiceovers, one with a fuck-ass accent.
Yeah.
But hey, great news. We will have more to talk about with Doomsday soon after we see Spider-Man and we can do another episode. But I just like, while we're talking about Doomsday stuff, I just want to like tie it into...
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, everyone's across what's probably going to happen in Doomsday, which is Doom pretends to be good, Incursion happens, Doomsday's bad, Avengers try and fight him, lose, battle world.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, but, like, I hope it's... Guess that's the weird thing about the whole thing. It's like, Doom is not really the biggest villain. He's just, like, he tries to stop everything and doing his own stuff, but... The battle world is not him being like, this is my plan all along. That was him surviving. That was him being like, I'm doing my best, which is kind of, like, an interesting...
Do you reckon they'll do that?
It's hard to say. I want to say yeah. Mm. I want to be like, it'd be nice to have the shades of gray.
Speculation that Doom's out here killing the kids of the Avengers, which
that
is why
would be really funny.
Interesting.
I don't really.
That's just so aggressively evil. If they go the Young Avengers,
not no, not the Young Avengers. The like,
oh, so like Iron Man's daughter.
No, because she's. Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I guess Iron Man's daughter.
No. The more better examples is Thor's daughter and Captain America's kid with Peggy.
Oh, yeah.
Like babies, killing babies.
I hope that happens. I hope the movie opens.
They grow up to become Hitler 2 and 3.
I don't know why.
Hey, if you had a time machine and you could go back and kill Hitler 2 and Hitler 3 while they were a baby, would you? Thankfully, Doom is answering that question for us.
Don't worry about it. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's probably what's going to happen. Look, if it opens with a montage of Doom killing babies, I will be like, okay.
This will be me in the cinema. Okay.
I mean, look, Minions and Monsters, as everyone would have heard last week when they definitely listened to our Minions and Monsters.
Oh, yeah, they should have. It was really
there is a scene in that, there was multiple scenes in that where I go, hey, look, kudos to Minions and Monsters. You did a scene that I would never in 100 years have picked Minions to have.
No.
The beheading of a member of the royal family depicted on the screen.
Yeah. Bold move from the Minions.
Well, I wonder if it's going to be like, it's like a classic, you know, we saw this in Thunderbolt. Like, they're not going to kill a kid.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
They kill a kid.
Yeah,
but like the classic fake out where it looks like, you know, Doom killed the kids, but he's just putting them in a pocket dimension somewhere.
I don't know. I think that the MCU could do that now and have a villain kill a kid if they have. Like, because they've got no, like, there's no chance of him being redeemed. Like, they're not we're going to actually redeem Doom and he's going to be a good guy or whatever.
I don't know.
But
I
think open with it.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, it sets the stakes and people will be fucking, and also, like, Infinity War, I mean, obviously we now know that no one stayed dead. Well, actually, Black Widow stayed dead and so did Gamora, sort of.
Maybe.
But, like, Infinity War definitely had moments where you're like, surely not. Okay. Fair enough.
That's true.
Yeah, look, again, it would be, like, be an interesting opener, and it would be also like an interesting reveal where it's like this world is built on, like, you know, the bodies of the dead kids.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to have him kill a kid.
Yeah.
I don't think the MCU has the fucking cojones anymore to do something like that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Thinking about it, like, if I think about the MCU kind of post Infinity War and Endgame, I think they've kind of lost.
Yeah.
And they never, let's be honest, they never really had much of a bite to begin with.
No, there was little bits.
But like, I think that what little they had, they've lost. Like, I can't think of anything post-Infinity War or Endgame where I was like, whoa, okay, like, you're going there? Like, I don't...
Doctor Strange 2 has a couple of moments where I was like, okay, I didn't expect that. It's
like
just
what?
That it's structured... Oh, just like the amount of violence and things that they actually went to.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
But then, even then...
There's nothing permanent. They don't they don't do shocking moments.
No,
really.
Not really.
I get that in. And the moment they're like, hey, it's these different universes, it kind of also makes it kind of bit, a little bit cheapens it all. But I think it's going to be, it's weird because I'm like, clearly Thor has fought Doom in the trailer because he talks about
it. Or he
like,
knows about
he
it.
He knows about it. I think he could know about it. But
doesn't he say
cheap,
he, like, he's defeated me before or something?
No,
it
he
seems
says,
like he...
He says, I've fought people...
Like him, maybe.
He's like...
So I was like, I was going to say, I was wondering if he's going to do the whole incursion thing. Because the whole point of the whole incursions was like, well, two universes are going to be like about to collide.
Yeah.
And what ends up happening is people will be like, oh, okay, we have to destroy one.
Yes,
like it's like Earths, like two Earths are colliding. And it's like, if you can just, if one Earth can destroy the other Earth, then that buys them time and that at least one survives.
Yeah.
And so the whole thing was like, well, we have to then destroy a whole Earth with all those people, all those innocent people. We're responsible for
but
that.
I think they probably will. I mean, that's kind of what...
Well, that's kind of what... Yeah, I'm getting to that. So that'd be sort of seen. And so it's like... So that's the premise where you have this, like, this sort of... what were they called? The fucking... What are you... The Illuminati.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you get the Illuminati people being like, all right, we figured it out. We know what happened. They go to Wakanda and it's like, okay, we're going to do this.
Mm.
And they're about to, like, hit the doomsday button to destroy... one Earth, and then like, none of us can do it. We don't I can't be responsible for that. It's not on my soul. And Namor was like, you pieces of shit. You're all cowards. I'm going to hit the button. And he hits the button.
Yeah.
And then after that, then you get like the like this dark cabal, which is like Thanos' kids and Namor, or Thanos' minions and Namor goes. Yeah. And they're like, we love destroying like places. And so then they go and destroy it.
Damn.
Like all these different like places. And that scene where you see like, you know, the wave just like... yeah. In the background, just held at bay or whatever, that's going to be an incursion point.
Yes.
Where there is going to be a fight. And maybe it's going to be the first one where it's like, okay, we know we need to destroy that universe, but none of us have that like sense of ability, like, you know, that moral ability to do that.
Yeah.
And you're going to have probably.
Yeah, because I think that is like, going to be the big question of at least the first part. Because, I mean, in the trailer, Dr. Doom's like, you're going to have to make a choice. Mm, and yeah. Presumably that choice is like,
yeah,
this universe. Or the other.
Yeah.
Who's going to survive? And then. Yeah.
And like, look, hey, they could do this. This is something that I would be like, I would, this is would have me at the edge of my seat doing this.
Just as child murder would do to me.
It's so we have this whole thing where we're following this one universe. We think it's exactly the same as the universe that we've been following this whole time in terms of like the Marvel 616 as in the cinematic 616. And we're following them and the whole thing. And this is like the first act. And we get this incursion point where they're having this whole thing about like, oh, one of these things have to fight, blah, 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 blah. And then they're having this argument.
Earth 1 is the real one.
Mm. And then that's the reveal. Yeah, then Doom comes down here and like, you're cowards. You cannot, you know, you can't make a decision. I'm making it for you. I'm from that universe.
Mm. Pfft, yeah,
and destroys the universe that we just thought was our actual regular universe
with the characters we know and love.
And then it gets destroyed and then maybe it pops up with like, you know, Earth 2611 destroyed. Blech. And then we're like, oh, a little fake out. So we, all right. We initially thought we were killing off everyone.
But maybe some.
So I just double checked Thor's speech. And yeah, it doesn't imply that he's fought Doom before.
Yeah,
he says, he's like, I've fought alongside warriors who are far stronger than all of us put together. And they died. And they died facing threats or other enemies that scared me far less than he does.
Okay.
So it's basically just like, hey, we're fucked.
Because I was thinking maybe he's fought Doom on like one of the different realms that is connected via the Bifrost, or like he's up in space and then he gets, you know, because he's hanging out with his daughter who is the daughter of Eternity, or the daughter of the universe.
Yeah. Some shit like that, dude.
Exactly.
But what are the other realms? Are they different dimensions or... just some other fucking thing.
Some other fucking thing, I think.
Awesome.
Well, I guess it's like, you know, that Thor's Midgard is us, and then it's Asgard is like the same Asgard. And
yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Sephelheim and
Niflheim. The other fucking realms. Well, Elfheim realm and shit.
Well, because we're inevitably going to do a Doomsday episode straight after Spider-Man again.
Yeah.
I figured that now is a good point to bring up a couple of things that happened around this that won't be so relevant after that.
Okay, let's
hear
we'll
talk a little bit about Comic-Con.
Yeah.
So I think we already knew this before Comic-Con, but I was reminded of it. Endgame is coming back to the cinemas as an Endgame encore, which features 15 minutes of new footage.
Oh, wow. Cool.
That bridges the gap between Endgame and Doomsday.
Oh. Now, I'm hoping someone will just release that 15 minutes online that I could maybe
would imagine, if I was to guess,
suggest,
because this would really help them with Doomsday, that it'll probably get shown in a cinema for a week or two.
Yeah.
And then it'll go on to Disney Plus.
Yes, very
which
true.
We can then don't listen to Disney. Steal.
Well, then, or it's like it's actually the first 15 minutes of Doomsday.
No, I think there's been a lot of speculation, and I don't know if this is a leak or just a rumor that it's going to be at the end, and it's going to be Steve returning the stones, which is something that. But also, this has been like something that people wanted to see forever,
which is so funny.
I can't wait to see him.
Who cares?
Let me see him. I want to see him put a
rock
in place.
What do you get out of that?
I get to see it. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to see that it's implied.
Yeah.
I get to explicitly see.
You get to see him
they
go.
They get to show and maybe tell me.
I'm putting it back in the thing.
And then they think that that's actually going to tie into the... Do you remember that trailer that we got with Avatar? Yeah. Where it's like Steve, it's like
yeah, Steve on a motorbike. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and like going home. So it's going to pretty much tie into that scene. And then Loki comes in and is like, hey, fuckhead, right. Everything up.
I forgot that, yeah, it's like the TVA is
it's really
this.
Interesting, I will that, say, like, with this trailer, before we get to the San Diego Comic-Con stuff, how many things are tying in from places that normally it feels like Marvel kind of ignores.
Well, that's why I think that I wonder if Loki is in this, then you don't need to see Loki.
That makes sense.
Like, if Loki's in the
I do wonder if they're going to tie this into Wonder Man, you know?
Wonder Man? Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
It's getting a second season.
It's great. It was
Apparently
it's really good.
Yeah, apparently. of all the things we could have watched, probably that one would have been all right.
That one would, yeah.
Well, it's crazy. Ironheart's not in this. Yeah. Where's Echo? Yeah. Mephisto?
Where's Mephisto? Where's Sacha Baron Cohen? Borat himself. My wife. Yeah, where's him, dude?
Yes, you need to make decisions. I already did.
Very nice.
Very nice. King of the castle. King of the castle.
I sit down. I choose this universe.
Okay. Damn, dude, Borat should be in this movie. Borat and the Minions.
Have you heard maybe the speculation about who's this Steve Rogers? Are they going to do a Captain Hydra?
No, I mean, they won't do that.
To really convolute this?
They sure. The other thing from this trailer that people are also speculating on is that the person that holds the hammer isn't Steve Rogers. Like, as in, like, they've just put Steve over that, because what Thor is saying doesn't make sense if it's Steve, because he's like, impossible. Yeah. And unless the hype up moment is meant to be like, the guy you knew is back.
I think it is.
He who holds the hammer.
No, so people are like, it could be.
Who else could it be?
Doom, Loki.
God. Who cares?
Yeah, I know.
I know that's your stance, Jack. God. I understand.
I came in ready to get excited, but to be like, all right. Like,
well, maybe this will make you feel better. Deadpool was at Comic-Con, dressed as Grey Deadpool. I went into all of that, which has now led to speculation, because the last thing he said was like, this is crazy promotion for a movie you haven't even started filming. When do you start? And then the Russo said, Robert Downey Jr. is like, it's in the can, bro.
Yeah.
Did you hit your head or something? And then the Russo said that they haven't, until it's pried from their cold, dead hands, it's not officially finished.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then.
Is in like an X-Force film?
No, Doomsday.
Oh, Doomsday. Yeah,
he's talking about, Ryan Reynolds is, because it was during the Q&A for Doomsday.
Yeah.
Which has now led to speculation, is Deadpool in this? And.
Yeah, I think so.
But, because the promotion for this is weird either way. Because if he's not in Doomsday, why did he do this? Because it wasn't, it clearly wasn't an impromptu thing.
Yeah.
Because he intentionally hid that he was near Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And if he was just trying to be like, here's a fun fan moment, they didn't really do that
and
in a way that makes sense.
Strange to then also be the gray suit, because that would be, okay, I guess, it's all like multiverse kind of bullshit.
But then,
it'd be like, he's just going to be an X-Force.
If he is in the movie, he didn't ask any questions or say anything that was like, there wasn't enough.
I don't know.
I think him just being there in the gray suit,
that's enough. That's, you, like, what, you know, that's the whole point. Like, well, you know, if you know, you know. Yeah, if you're a real comic book fan, if you read, you know,
would you like to know about the leaked opening?
Well, love to know about any alleged and all leaks.
Yes,
the reason, okay, and this ties into the Deadpool thing.
Mm-hmm.
So. And this is a leak, and if you don't want to know, allegedly. I mean, like, I haven't fucking seen the movie.
If we were competent,
yeah, okay.
Yeah. If we were competent and knew how to put in little markers, we would be like, this is a thing.
Here,
but we're
help.
Not.
Yeah. I'll clap.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, apparently this movie opens with Tobey Maguire's Marvel Universe and Deadpool and Wolverine are there to blow it up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because they're working for the TVA.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Which doesn't really make sense because of Loki. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
okay.
And then the universe does get blowed up and Wolverine and Spider-Man die.
Okay.
And that's the opening. No, not Wolverine.
To set the stakes to be
they
like.
Killed off Hugh.
Yeah. Now
these
Hugh.
Old men are dead.
So to set up the stakes, so. Yeah, Hugh Jackman and Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, and it's like, whoa, and then universe go boom, and then they go, fuck. Those two guys you love, but then also, if they do that, great news, they will absolutely still be in Secret Wars.
Oh, of course.
Don't get too upset.
It's also so stupid to be like, this is a big deal, but these two characters from movies that don't exist anymore, in franchises that are not continuing, they're dead because like
but they're I will say when it comes to superhero actors those two are the best
of course but they're not gonna kill the guys it's such an empty move
maybe they'll kill true. But yeah I mean could kill Tobey Maguire in real life
okay the Crow situation happens what's the one where Dingus's dad killed those kids and a guy with a helicopter
Vic Morrow
the Twilight Zone
maybe Vic that'll
Morrow
happen
and the two Vietnamese yeah.
they go hang on we used a fake bomb and they go fake bomb
sorry is it coming yet say that again
Do you say, John? What do you say, John Landis, you piece of shit?
Coming out, John Landis, you piece of shit.
You piece of shit, and your son's a piece of shit too, John Landis? You're talking about you, Max Landis, you piece of shit.
And
anyway,
he goes, hey,
you're
fair
piece
enough,
of shit
but
family.
Three people just died.
Yeah.
Fair enough, you can come at me all you want, but we got to deal with that.
So,
all right, John, you're going to use their funeral to promote your movie?
Yeah.
That they died in? Fuck you.
Of course I am.
Yeah.
Piece of shit. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire is also dating a 20-something-year-old, so they probably don't want him to talk about the movie too much. Hey, dude, don't worry. He's part of the pussy posse.
Yeah, dude.
Are there any good men left?
In the pussy posse?
Doubtful.
The ones I know off the top of my head, Leonardo DiCaprio, also famous for dating way younger.
Yeah. I was like, what's he done? Surely he dates within age, right?
No.
Surely he sees his peers as... No. Oh,
Kevin Connolly. That's right. E from
Entourage. Surely he's doing well for himself. Surely he's a good guy. He's a little guy, little fella.
That one I can't comment on. I think he's in Don's Plum, though. I got to watch that movie.
Yeah. Probably.
A movie where they go, hey guys, you're all popular now. This will destroy your reputation. We're shelving it.
Who else is in this?
David Blaine?
David Blaine, the magician?
Yeah.
Magicians are always good people.
Yeah.
The New York's very own David Blaine? man that surely there's no controversy around him.
Let me just
right?
Oh, no. Surely his controversy tab's huge.
Surely there's no, like, he's not a sex criminal, is he?
I doubt.
He's part of the pussy posse.
Yeah.
Those guys are good. They're respectful.
Yeah, dude. It's
they're
a posse.
It's a posse.
Name one bad posse. Yeah. It can't be done.
Yeah, they're all so respectful.
It can't be done,
they
dude.
Respect the pussy, right? They respect it?
Yeah,
no, I believe they disrespect the pussy.
David Blaine's relationship with Jeffrey Epstein was reported in February 2026.
He was just looking for fossils.
Yeah, they just wanted some entertainment on the island. Get a magician down there.
What's more entertaining when you're looking for fossils with your other best friend and then you're like, oh, we should get a magician.
We should get some magic happening down here.
Who was I don't want to besmirch a different actor. Who was looking for fossils?
That was...
Was it guy from
Rush
Fifth
Hour.
Element?
Yeah.
Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker. Yeah. Cool.
Angel. Different guy.
Yeah. That's another magician.
Yes, that's true.
Chris Tucker, though, not a magician.
No.
He's an actor.
Yes.
And fossil enthusiasts.
David Blaine, there's no evidence to see that he went to Little St. James, but there is so much evidence to say that he met for dinner regularly between 2012 and 2016 with Epstein. Mm. And then in 2015, Epstein asked Blaine to provide a letter of support for a U.S. visa application for a woman whose name is redacted.
I really love the idea
to which
that
David Blaine agreed.
Of course. I really love the idea that Jeffrey Epstein was just having dinner with him to be like, tell me how you do your tricks.
Tell me how you did.
Tell me your secrets.
Jeffrey. What's a David Blaine?
I'll tell
you my secrets if you tell me
your secrets. And Jeffrey goes, I think we got different levels of secrets, buddy.
You're doing witchcraft.
Hey, may every day be another beautiful secret.
That's awesome stuff.
Did he go to his ranch? I think it was in New Mexico.
Maybe, I don't
probably
know.
Probably, dude.
Anyway, who cares about David Blaine?
The one that no one talks about.
He'll die soon, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
From a trick gone wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
He'll saw himself in half, but do it for real.
Yeah. Anyone else in that pussy posse? Surely it's so far it's good company.
Yeah, dude. I think
only good
whoever
people
is left in the pussy posse, they're in good company. I'll say that much.
Oh, it's that Lucas guy. Lucas Haas? Is that his name?
Damn, as a magician, there's a lot of funny ways to die. Yeah. Like, imagine you do one of those things where you're meant to, like, teleport from place to place, but you just never turn up.
That's a good way to just disappear.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's classic.
Like, if you're you're in trouble with the mob, I assume, and you've got a lot of debt.
Exactly.
Like, oh, gotta make this magic trick.
Like a classic Houdini where they go, he's in this building and he's in a straitjacket and they're going to blow up the building and he's going to appear on this platform half a kilometer away and the building explodes.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't turn up and they go,
And I'm on the lam.
Yeah.
But he got like a cadaver or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's just not anywhere.
Or he's just dead.
He's just gone.
It worked. For once, it wasn't a trick.
He got stuck in between the two bits and
he bamped somewhere and off
he disappeared from somewhere else, didn't appear anywhere else. Like, rest in peace to Houdini. That's how I'd want to go. Yeah,
that's it. It was like, I don't want to go out like how Houdini went out.
Yeah.
Disappearing
halfway through a magic trick. Other things got announced at San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
This is huge for Dusha.
Yeah.
This is going to be one of the
biggest. Which has also led to speculation of whether or not they're going to pop up in Doomsday and Secret Wars. Because they announced two new Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes.
They said 2028, baby.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Black Panther 3.
Yep.
Black Panther 3 with new Black Panther. Yep.
Son of Black Panther.
Yep.
Yep, presumably. And then Ghost Rider.
Confirmed. Yep. Not even.
Directed by Zachary Levi.
Yes.
Starring Ryan Gosling.
Not Zachary Levi.
Who cares?
Sean Levy.
Sean Levy, yeah.
So Ryan,
you heard it your first, guys. Zachary Levi.
Scooped.
Jackson Scoop there was Black Panther 3 is happening. Some guys playing Black Panther might be son
Could
of
be.
Luke.
Rumors are might be
also Zachary Levi, Shazam actor, directing new Ghost Rider movie.
Yeah, Shazam actor, ex-roommate of Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
May possibly be directing.
That's my hot scoop, people. That's Jackson's hot scoop of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it really took the wind out of that announcement, Jack.
Black Panther 3 is being directed by Ryan Coogler. He's confirmed that due to presumably the events of the movies that are about to come out, time travel shenanigans, or they've also pretty much come out, like Marvel, they haven't flat out said reboot time, but they are going like, it's kind of like a universe reset.
Well, yeah, because Spider-Man, I know we haven't seen it, but it's like 5 years have passed.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's so it'll be like, intro or whatever, then like it's, and 5 years later. So like time will have moved forward.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So it could just be as simple as time has moved.
Yes. But Sean Levy, which Ryan, my friend Ryan Jackson. Names are hard. You know what? I forgive.
Do not dox my real name. And we've gone for 15 plus years being Joel Jackson. People don't know I'm really Ryan Bailey.
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah, let it slip for the first
time. Blood in the water.
Cut it out. Edit that out.
If they realize it was Joel and Ryan, or worse yet, if they actually we finally revealed it was the three Ryans, Jesus,
we'd be fucked, dude.
Yeah.
Our brand.
All three of us we met because our names are Ryan.
We're part of a Ryan club.
Yeah, we were the Ryan posse.
Yeah. And
the
we showed nothing.
Ryans.
We showed nothing but respect for Ryans and pussy. We were. It was a big argument. Should we be the Ryan posse, the pussy Ryans, or the Ryan pussy? It got very confusing at one point.
Yeah, the Ryan pussies on the town.
And then when we started the podcast, we were like, well, if we're all called Ryan, that'll get confusing.
Exactly. And
we'll
all
just pick a name at random, 3, 2, 1. And then we both said Joel, and then we just stuck with it.
Yeah.
And then there was an argument, and I was like, fine, I'll take Dusha as the last name, and then at least you have the upper hand.
Exactly.
Yeah, anyway. So Ryan Gosling is working with Sean Levy as Ghost Rider.
Mm.
They haven't flat out said which Ghost Rider he's playing. Mm-hmm. It would probably be Johnny Blaze.
I would imagine
that would make the most sense.
Yeah.
Because there's that other guy, David Duchovny.
There's the Spirit of Vengeance, which I forget who the fuck is that.
That's Johnny Blaze, isn't it?
No, he's got big fangs.
Isn't the Spirit of Vengeance the guy in Johnny Blaze?
Yeah, so Johnny Blaze gets...
Who's that guy I'm thinking of? He's the devil. A big skull, flaming skull, but he's got like big fangs in it.
I don't know.
There's like paralysis
demon? I don't know this guy.
There's Johnny Blaze and there's another fucker.
Okay, I'm pretty sure there's Johnny Blaze who has a demon in him.
Yeah.
Then Johnny Blaze... Then there's a new ghost. So Ghost Rider, they stop riding for a bit. Then they bring in a new Ghost Rider. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then when they bring in the new Ghost Rider, whose name's David something.
Yeah.
There's a guy in that comic called Blaze, who is just Johnny Blaze. And then...
It's Donnie Blaze, Danny Ketch, Robbie Rays, and K'Challa.
Well, one of them's got a car. He's a new Ghost Rider with a car.
Robbie Rays.
But the car is haunted, not him. I think.
Yeah.
Is his deal.
No, I think he's also a bit haunted.
Oh, okay.
He's got the
Spirit of Vengeance.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know, man.
Because it's like he's got a different skull.
I've never heard of this guy. But I mean, I'm not a Ghost Rider guy, but I've never heard of this guy before in my life.
Yeah.
Did you say there's a guy named Donnie Blaze and a guy named Johnny Rays?
Maybe.
Don't worry about anything that's being said ever.
Dude, do not give me permission.
Ryan Gosling making Star Wars Starfighter, directed by Sean Levy, which is obviously an affront to me.
Yeah.
Because I go, Ryan, you're working with top three guys I hate. And then he says, no, I'm not. I'm working with him twice in a row. Both of these movies are coming out in 2028.
Yeah.
Black Panther 3 got dated for, I believe, December 18, 2028, which means that Ghost Rider will be before that. Which means that Ghost Rider will also be the first movie post-Secret Wars.
Yeah, so surely he's going to turn up in Secret Wars.
You would think so, but also they've said this is a standalone, so maybe this could be a new thing they're doing where they go, don't worry about anything else.
Do you reckon Marvel can do that?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, Marvel might do it for one movie, as in, like, Ghost Rider doesn't reference anything, but then the next movie, Ghost Rider's in it.
I'm so...
His name is just Vengeance?
I don't know.
Dude.
Thammet's making up guys.
Yeah.
Nah, he was a villain.
I think Ghost Rider's going to be in at least Secret Wars.
Badalino.
Okay.
What the hell are you talking
Michael
about?
Badalino. He's
Vengeance.
Yeah.
Well, while you're wounded from that, and while Jackson's already well past the end of his tether, so we've got two movies in 2028, which means that they're releasing three movies in 2 years, which is huge for them.
Yeah.
But don't worry, Kevin Feige has planned out the MCU until 2042.
Jesus Christ. How old will we be then?
Dead.
Yeah, dead in a helicopter crash.
We'll be 51.
Fuck, dude.
Damn.
Let me just, like, sit back and imagine being 51 years old.
My mid-50s.
Fuck, dude. 51 years old, going to the movies to see, like, I don't even know what the fuck could be happening in the...
Vengeance. He's got a horse, maybe.
The fuck is he driving?
A horse, I think. Anyway,
I don't know if that's a horse.
No, it's not a horse. It's a motorbike.
It's cool, whatever it is. To be 51 excited. And to be at the cinema seeing a Marvel movie, and then to have to come here and talk about it.
Yeah, we won't have kids to take because we've thrown our lives away. There's like, no chance to start
lost mine in the second divorce.
Me and Jackson won't have a kid.
Yeah. No, Zabin will be divorced by then.
Yeah.
twice divorced.
Three times a lady.
Oh my God.
Johnny adult will be like, Dad, I don't respect you.
I don't talk to you. I'm like, how's the kid? You seen him recently? No.
I keep losing more and more visitation rights.
They keep hearing more and more of the podcast.
Awesome, dude.
So yeah,
we got two people listening still.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gonna be awesome.
And it turns out we're gonna find out that they're not listening. They just died with their computer on, and no one found them. So the episodes just kept auto downloading.
There are three corpses fused to chairs in front of computers
that are on.
And they set it to auto download.
Yeah,
that's gonna be. It's three corpses fused to chairs and two guys buried in coffins thrown into the sea by the mob with their headphones still in.
Yeah,
that's gonna be really cool.
Our most loyal listeners.
Mm.
There's a vengeance called Kowalski. Yeah.
I feel like
I don't like learning about.
Yeah,
Ghost
I feel
Rider.
Like we did a what if about Ghost Rider. Hey, subscribe to
Bad Brain Boys.
Get access to our podcast, What If, Behind a Paywall.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we talked about Ghost Rider as well, and I think every time you start thinking or reading about Ghost Rider, you go, and I mean the royal you, go a little insane. There's too many guys, too much going on.
Hellhole, literally. Yeah. But yeah, like it's, Johnny Blaze, I'm pretty sure he's probably going to be playing Johnny Blaze originally.
Surely.
Like, it's a stunt. He's a stunt guy.
Yeah.
And then he did that movie where he plays a stunt guy.
Oh, yeah, true.
And if they're going to do this,
and like, surely, Sean Levy, because he's a great director.
One of the best.
He directed Free Guy.
Yeah.
And Deadpool Wolverine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great
and,
movie.
Didn't he do something that was actually good?
Real Steel.
Real Steel.
Yeah.
Big Fat Liar.
Big Fat Liar.
Big Fat Liar. Great movie.
The
dude.
Internship where
the Google movie?
Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson go, wow, Google.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Wow. Google.
Now, Sean Levy, is he known for doing like set pieces?
No.
Have you seen Deadpool and Wolverine?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
There was like a.
He has a really, really fun. He looks like an Alan Cummings character.
Yeah.
Whoa, he does. What the fuck?
I'm just like wondering because again, I forget the name of the movie where Ryan Gosling is.
Gosling, I mean,
he's a stuntman.
There's two.
The one that Three? Was maybe in Australia. Maybe?
Are you okay? So this place
got a dog, maybe.
Place Beyond the Pines. Is
no,
it
not that.
Oh yeah, God, that movie's awesome.
He's also
not in Drive. The more recent one where Aaron Taylor Johnson's there.
Yeah, and what's her name?
Yeah.
Great actor.
Yeah.
British. She's the director that his wife.
Yeah.
Oh, the Fall Guy.
Fall Guy, yeah.
Yeah. So that has a lot
Emma
of stunts.
Thompson? Is it Emma Thompson?
No.
Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Names are hard.
Names
but, like,
are tough.
There's a lot of like stunts in that were real. And maybe, hopefully, Ryan Gosling is like, can we do like stunts? And Ghost Rider. Maybe it won't be on fire, but maybe they'll get a bike and they'll do stunts. That
well, it's funny, really, if you make a Ghost Rider movie, he doesn't have to be there for quite a bit of it. Because it's just a flaming skull.
He can just come hang out with me, and I can be like, brother, what
are you
happened?
Doing, Ryan?
Why?
He can lean and go, you know, my name's Ryan, too, secretly.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone, it's a big
it's
secret.
A little secret.
That's Hollywood goss. Well, yeah, because like, surely he can pull a Mandalorian and Grogu and basically never be on set.
Mm. But, I mean, he wouldn't have agreed, because this is back-to-back with Sean Levy.
He must have been.
They must have had a good time at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, this was Ryan Gosling's pitch.
Well, Ryan Gosling he's been trying to be Ghost Rider for a long time.
Yeah. Has he?
Yeah.
No. But are we falling for the.
Yeah.
Are we falling for the. Hey, I'm announcing myself as this character, which is a dream come true.
Oh, no, there was like, he's on like some guy being interviewed years and years and years ago.
I kind of do
where
remember
it's
this.
Like,
yeah.
It's like, it's almost like. This weird thing where the guy who interviews Ryan ends up like going to, I think it was like Kevin and being like, hey, have you spoken to Ryan Gosling about
being Ghost Rider?
And Kevin's like, maybe I will.
Yeah, I kind of remember.
And then recently he's back on that show and Gosling's lying through his little teeth.
That's
being
so
like,
funny.
I haven't, I don't know.
It's they haven't messaged me.
God. Actors are lies. Nothing but lies, which I'm for.
You know
again.
What? I've come around. Okay, so if he actually wants to be Ghost Rider and this was his pitch, then I guess the way it works is he was like, because Sean Levy's last movie before Star Wars Starfighter was Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
So the MCU, I mean, they Kevin Feige would have been like, hey,
blank
fuck
check,
yeah, hell yeah, you're my guy. You Ryan Gosling goes, hey, Sean Levy, I got this really good idea.
Yeah.
And then Sean's like, okay, I'll get an interview with you and Kevin and I'll direct. And Ryan goes and goes, fuck!
That's not what I wanted.
Fuck!
Well,
thanks!
Hopefully, they might, hey, best case scenario is that they get a lot of feedback from both fans.
Yeah.
I don't think the feedback from fans is.
And it's like, hey, the volume looks like shit.
Yeah.
Maybe do some actual set pieces.
And they go, wrong.
And actually, they go, did you. see how much money Deadpool and Wolverine made?
Yeah.
We don't need sets.
What about the Odyssey? And they're like, no, don't
doesn't
worry
matter,
about
dude.
He's made it. IMAX
if we make $1 billion, I'm happy.
Sean Levy.
If we make $1 billion and on like, you know, the budget of like, you know, $10.
Yeah.
I own the volume. Yeah. It's so easy and cheap.
I got
for
the
me.
Volume in my fucking garage, yeah. Dude.
Yeah. Yeah. And I charge so much for everyone else to use it. But it costs me nothing.
It costs me fucking chump
I'm pocketing
change,
all
dude.
Of that, you fucking rubes. Yeah, to own the volume.
Oh, to have the volume in your backyard, dude.
Yeah.
Or in the backyard under a top because you don't want it to get wet.
Yeah, so maybe
Sean
that'll
Levy
be all right.
Is
it's a standalone film, so hey. Yeah.
It won't be. There's no way it's there. Ghost Rider.
It could be standalone in the sense that it is stand, like, it'll just be like, kind of like the old fucking superhero movies,
yeah.
Where it'll just be like, Ryan Gosling's a fucking guy, and then his wife gets killed. No, his dad. Someone's
his dad is dying or something, and so he goes to the Spirit of Vengeance, and the Spirit of Vengeance says, I'll save your dad, but you got to become the Ghost Rider. And he goes, tight, done. But then his dad dies later anyway, because dad's...
His devils.
Yeah. Mm.
That's what devils do.
So you don't reckon he's going to be in any of the...
Well,
Endgame or Secret Wars?
No,
or whatever?
I think he will be in Secret Wars, yeah. But I do think that they will also just be. Oh no! But then it can't be an origin story.
No,
but also Ghost Rider's origin story is interesting.
Yeah, I would kind of want it to be an origin.
It's
story.
It's not just him meeting a guy that's him again.
I would say Ghost Rider kind of becomes boring
after the origin
story when he's just going around.
Well, then
being,
he becomes Punisher, basically.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like less, you know,
people. I guess I could do, you know, the cosmic Ghost Rider at some point as well.
Well, people also, are saying maybe this is a Midnight Suns movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And would you put it past Marvel?
Yes. At this point, yes. I don't think Marvel are doing anything like that at the moment. I think that they are shitting a little bit, and they're going, let's...
Well, I was going to say, I could see them go, okay, because they've done this before. They go, fuck, we are going to have a Ghost Rider movie that we want to be standalone, but we want people to be excited about it, so we... But we want it to be an origin. So in Secret Wars, we put a Ghost Rider variant to get people comfortable with the Ghost Rider. But he won't be the Ghost Rider in the Ghost Rider movie, but it will be Ryan Gosling.
Or they'll be like, actually, it's going to be the Punisher actor, John him.
Oh, yeah, John Bernthal. Yeah.
And that's the cosmic Ghost Rider.
Fuck. If they get John Bernthal as cosmic Ghost Rider.
Hilarious.
Fucking, yeah. What? Okay, let's get some. Unless there's more San Diego Comic Con Marvel news, I don't believe there is.
There's probably heaps.
There's probably
this point.
Yeah,
no. But, okay, I was looking at
but Marvel stuff, not really.
Yeah. But there's other San Diego like stuff from Lanterns, Rings of Power season 3. But what do we think? Here's the swinging time. Here's the time where the wheel might get a spin.
Okay,
cameos. Who's in this that is not in the trailers? What could be like, what could make a cameo worthwhile? Because you know the Fox X-Men guys are in this.
Yep.
You know fucking Gambit from Deadpool Wolverine.
It's tricky because there's a lot of characters that aren't in this trailer that could be in the movie. Hawkeye?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Scarlet Witch? I mean, I don't think so. I wouldn't be, that's not the wheel spin for me.
Klee?
Doctor Strange isn't in the trailer?
Yeah.
That's true. Doctor is in Australia.
But then if you want to get bolder, Iron Man.
Yeah.
War Machine?
Yeah, that's true. I mean.
What's her face? Khaleesi?
From Secret Invasion or whatever.
What is that character's name?
Ravik?
Yeah.
No, that's the dad maybe, but I definitely didn't say that right.
No.
Swing and a miss.
But it's hard to imagine because these
should
are
we
all
pick one?
Ben Mendelsohn.
But I also think these are characters that are almost too safe. Because you
get Harrington.
Well, because what I mean is you're going to have a scene, maybe not in Endgame, actually, to be fair, but in Secret.
Well, yeah, because we've already seen that.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Doomsday.
One
of the Eternals. Any of the Eternals.
No, maybe not in Endgame.
Also, this wheel spin is... Stop saying Endgame.
Doomsday. But in Secret War.
But it doesn't matter about Secret War, because this wheel spin is for Doomsday.
Okay, all right, okay.
Why would we spin for something 2 years
okay,
in the future?
Okay, fair enough, fair
Or we
enough,
could spin for something that happens in 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, my point being...
Has to be Doomsday cameo.
Because in Secret War, you'll see everyone.
Yeah, Secret War will have
Secret
more
Secret War is going to have everybody. There's no way Secret War doesn't have everybody. It'll have its Captain America being like,
you and what army and all of the fucking guys, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Endgame, I just don't know who's...
Well, we've seen Endgame.
I'll walk out of this fucking room. Doomsday. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird because like, you do go something like a Howard the Duck. Because, you know, he's been in the Guardians films. You go, any of the Guardians films.
Any of the Guardians.
Yeah. You go, like, yeah, any of the Eternals. Like, are they going to rock up? Is Kingo going to be there? You know what I mean? Like,
Hawkeye, Hawk guy, Deadpool.
What's he up?
Punisher, Spider-Man.
Because Spider-Man's apparently, I think it's like Spider-Man is basically dealing with his Spider-Man movie while everyone else is dealing with Doomsday.
Maybe
is the rumor.
Fuck, like, it is so tricky to
Toad. Toad,
Ray Park himself.
I mean, Storm's not in the trailer.
Yeah. But surely she'll be in the movie.
Beast?
Well, I don't know. That's
Photon?
That's what the wheel spins for, brother.
Fuck, okay. This is a scary wheel spin because everybody is like full Schrodinger's cat.
Apocalypse?
They could theoretically be. Apocalypse would be crazy.
Mr. Sinister?
Like, Photon to me feels almost like. It's like there's a distinct
About Ms. Marvel? Captain Marvel's also not in the trailer? Where are they?
Kelsey Grammer?
Beast, yeah.
I think Beast will be in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll spin the wheel on
the
Beast.
Out of everything, you're landing on Beast.
Yeah.
Just like, look, hey, if he had, and I was like, yeah, safe bet, to be honest. Like, Beast.
Kelsey Grammer's Beast.
Kelsey Grammer's Beast will be in Doomsday. If I've got to eat another 12 eggs or 13 eggs, I'll kill myself.
For the third time in a row.
You got so much riding on this, dude.
$50! Fuck! Yes! Come on!
But if Beast is in it,
fuck! I'll be out of fat hondo. Damn, dude. Beast better be in this fucking movie.
Wait, no, hang
you
on.
You don't want him
No, he better not be in the movie.
Yeah,
excuse
if
me,
he's
sorry.
In the movie,
I'm fucked.
There's nothing. You just get $0.
Oh, that's right. I don't have to give you guys $50.
So you've landed $50 cash again on your safest bet.
God damn
For the twice previous this has come up, you're like, oh, $50 cash, and then you did something that stopped you from getting it.
God damn it.
So, this good luck.
Hey, here's hoping Beast is in it, man. Actually, no. I don't give $50.
Yeah. I hope Beast is in it. I hope the first guy we see is Beast. And
God
he goes,
damn it.
Fuck you, Jack.
Oh, my stars and garters. Fuck Jackson.
Thank God, dude. I've suffered so many times from the wheel. That's like a real relief to see.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like, who in Doomsday... because I want to know like an Eternal, but I don't know what Eternal.
You could say an Eternal. I'd pay that out.
Okay, I will get some clarification on this one though.
Yeah.
Because we have had Eternals cameos before that have been called cameos, but it's been a poster.
No. I mean like the actor themselves, an Eternal.
Should we make it that they have to say something or they just have to be there?
I think they just have to physically be there.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's a scene where it's like, we've gathered a bunch of people from this dimension.
And it's Kingo nodding his head and
like,
doesn't say anything.
It's taken from like the Fallout TV series. Yeah. There's CGI to be around
it. An Eternal.
I reckon we're going to see an Eternal.
I think that's
in
a safe-ish bet.
I don't know.
Because I can imagine them being like the Eternals, the protector of one of the Earths. But I cannot wait to go.
The wheel has 20 options. We're just not getting new ones anymore for some reason. Yeah. So I'm going to do a big shuffle after this. But I'll read War and Peace.
No, that's awesome.
That's so funny.
That's really funny that as presumably I or Duja finish up War and Peace. We go, hey, Tammy, here you go.
Well, here's the book. Hey, I've attempted it once when I was in high school, so it'd be nice to finally sink my teeth into Russian literature.
Because like we were like, oh, whoever gets it, maybe we'll like live stream it too. Really funny to be like,
twice.
And finally, the live stream finished. You've all heard War and Peace. Hey. Next week,
War and Peace.
Joel Zabit's gonna read it.
I'll get it just to get like a bit of a leg up and just try and get through. Apparently, like
War and Peace is like there's a multiple point of view characters, but the every second chapter or something is like a treatise on like fucking the politics of the Soviet Union.
Yeah. Because I thought it was like, oh, I get to that really boring bit. And then it's like, and then no, because it goes like really boring. Oh, the
hey,
story.
Maybe
oh.
an Eternal will be in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it will. Maybe it will.
We got to get that book. Well, I mean, by the time you're hearing this, we've bought that book because we know.
Yeah, one of us is reading it.
I want Hawkeye to be in it because I think this it's funny for a doomsday situation.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
For like which a guy.
Hawkeye or Gawkeye?
I think it'd be Hawkeye. I want Hawk Guy because it's just funny. First of all, and I know that my logic here is
get the gang back together.
I know that like he's just in real life has suffered so much.
Yeah, then, yeah.
I mean, not a great guy, suffers a bunch, then he just has to be in this.
Yeah,
That's so funny.
That is funny.
Hawk Guy in Doomsday. Hawk? Not Secret War. He'll definitely be in Secret War.
Everyone's gonna be in Secret War.
Yeah.
But he's gonna be in Doomsday. Hawk Guy?
Hawk Guy.
I don't know.
They're all like pretty, like relatively safe bets. I hope it's Read War and Peace. Got to do it twice.
So we got a new one today.
Oh!
One that we've mentioned being on the wheel a lot.
Oh.
So if a Hawk Guy is not in Avengers Doomsday, I will be drinking poison.
Interesting. I cannot wait to figure this one out.
I
for our good
wait.
Friend,
for as the credits are rolling and Hawk Guy has not appeared, for me and Zaman to be leaning over in the cinema, rubbing
one of
our
you
hands
hands
together.
Me war and peace. we shake the rat poison at you.
And I get $50 cash.
For each of us.
The perfect exchange. Enjoy drinking
luckily,
poison,
my good friend
idiot.
Jackson Bailey always loves to tell me that rat poison's safe to eat because rats just can't throw up.
Exactly. So
I'll
you better
be
hope you throw it up. Yeah.
I'll be fine.
Yeah.
We'll
you can body
out.
Some
we'll
poison.
We'll figure out what that is.
We'll figure out what poison to give you.
So, yeah, I'm very excited for Doomsday. There is a chance that this trailer that we've probably seen by the time you're hearing this will.
Well, some of us are safe.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, one might mean that some of us are safe. It also could mean that it could, like, you know, get us a little bit more excited. Because once they stop the close-up face sad stuff and we see more of the actual movie, we might be like, okay.
It's a movie also, in this movie.
Also could be a little deflating if it looks like shit. But, hey, fingers crossed, movies are big.
Yeah.
And also, if this flops, we're finally free.
Yeah, I know. I like thinking about that. That if this crumbles, and with the failure of Supergirl, you know, for the DCU, and really all they have, I mean, Clayface, the trailer looks pretty cool.
Yeah, but Clayface is not the type of movie to make heaps of money anyway. So, Clayface is kind of irrelevant.
Yeah.
Because if it makes heaps of money, they're going to be like, that doesn't say anything about superheroes. They go, fuck. Weird horror movies, all right.
Let's take other Batman villains and make horror movies out of it, I guess.
We're doing this.
Yeah.
Why not?
But, yeah.
Ooh. Dude, if instead of being 51 years old and we're watching, you know, fucking Avengers 40 or whatever, if instead we're
watching Backroom 6.
Well, I'll take it, dude. It would at least be novel. Well, not at that point, but it would be a change.
It'll be something.
Excited to see what the movies do.
Yeah.
Because again, just looking at the top 10 biggest films of the year so far, knowing that, what a studio is going to learn. Toy Story 5, Michael, and the Super Mario Galaxy movie are the top three.
Devil
Made a Billy. Yeah.
Goddamn.
Then Devil Wears Prada 2, Project Hail Mary, The Odyssey.
Odyssey will keep climbing, I reckon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is like, again.
Yeah.
There's kind of nothing to look. Like, you can't identify
wait.
A pattern.
Pegasus 3, which is a Chinese film. And then Obsession, Minions and Monsters, and Backrooms.
Do you reckon Doomsday will make a Billy, though?
Well, won't. If it doesn't make $1 billion, Marvel will shit their pants.
I think Marvel is hoping it'll make $1 billion, and I'm not confident enough that it won't for a wheel spin.
Yeah.
Because
I think it will. It's not going to make two.
No.
I reckon it'll make a billy. Confident.
Spider-Man will probably also make a billy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there is a chance Spider-Man grosses more than Doomsday.
Yeah.
But the problem is Spider-Man, I want to believe that, but Spider-Man will work as a trailer for Doomsday. So if heaps of people see Spider-Man, then they'll get excited for Doomsday.
That's got to be like if Spider-Man make a billy and everyone's like, yeah, Spider-Man, we're going to see, there's a Spider-Man cameo in Doomsday.
Oh, totally.
And then maybe even the trailer.
Oh, yeah. No, like, I mean...
Surely. At that point.
Spider-Man,
surely.
Spider-Man,
if Spider-Man's not in Doomsday...
Yeah.
It would have to be... Yeah. Something would have to happen at the end of this movie to stop him from being in Doomsday. But then, even if that does happen, then Doomsday would just have a post-credit scene that features Spider-Man to be like, don't worry, he's back for...
But then again, so if they do the Spider-Man, as in like Tobey Maguire, I guess Spider-Man's there. They might do the symbiote. They probably actually no. They probably will.
Yeah,
symbiote. Tom Hardy. So Tom. No,
no. Is in either the end of this, like the current
either Brand New Day, or, he becomes Black Suit Spider-Man.
Yeah,
or in the not Doomsday, the next one.
Well, Empire Strikes. I mean that trailer. Yeah, it's Empire Strikes Back. Yeah, so that guy wins. So like, symbiote probably. Yep.
And like luckily, the symbiote made like the symbiote. Made its first appearance in the Secret Wars, like the first one.
So. True.
Could make sense, that little bit of goo.
And then Spider-Man's back in the post-credits scene. He's like, hey guys, sorry I was late. And they go, new suit. And he goes, bah! And then he eats the head of someone.
He goes, new suit, new me, new appetite. Blah, blah, blah,
blah. Yeah. I'm Venom, bitch.
Venom.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Eminem's back, dude.
Because like they'll want to believe in low budget horror movies. Obsession is the 8th highest grossing film of the year,
totally.
And the most successful film ever.
Mm-hmm.
For a budget of less than $1 million, it has made $458 million.
I think that's some good ROI.
Oh yeah, the ROI there is crazy. Oof,
dude, Clavicula only dreams of ROI.
Yeah.
But even like Backrooms, that was made for $10 million, it's made nearly $400 million.
Well, I know with Backrooms, because it's based on an internet creepypasta, that there has been like a kind of snapping up of IPs of a bunch of internet creepypastas to turn into movies.
But even the Scary Movie, like that's not in the top 10, but that made $231 million. Mm. There is no way the budget of that's more than like...
No way.
Disclosure Day bombed. So like there's like for every lesson they learn, they go, okay, like Project Hail Mary, big original IP sci-fi films. Oh wait, Disclosure Day bombed.
Fuck. yeah. True.
Well, good luck, studio.
Yeah, I don't know what they're gonna do, dude.
I guess, me neither.
That's
I wonder what creepypastas they'll take. Yeah.
Let's crack open the BS Boys.
Good fucking idea, brother.
BSBoys@gmail.com. I mean, if you want to send your boys some lovely words of encouragement to get us through such trying times,
Exactly. Hey, at BS Boys or BSBoys@gmail.com, like you said, and then I fucked up.
So let's just lavish us with some nice,
please
kind
words. Us nice emails and talk about how kind and handsome we are.
Yeah, just to keep us going.
This is an anonymous one. The thing is, wheel suggestion, watch Shang-Chi. It's on my list.
Hey, he's going to watch it every time we sit down, and we'll probably do one today.
Yeah.
A BS Plus.
Exactly.
He says, boys, I've watched a movie.
I've certainly watched something.
And I'm like, Shang-Chi. And then he leaves me on
Shang-Chi.
And then he leaves me on red.
Leaves
me on red. And then we sit down.
Yeah.
And I'm always so excited to hear that he's watched Shang-Chi.
Exactly, dude. So, get excited. Hey, subscribe to BS Plus to hear what I watched. Okay, so this next one, also topic wheel suggestion. My suggestions for the wheel is what this person, Josh, is calling the Three Colors Trilogy. And I kind of like this for the wheel. You must watch an amazing trilogy of Netflix original films in one sitting. The Red Notice, Red One, The Gray Man.
Red One is not a Netflix movie, you fucking idiots.
Lots of love from Josh.
Josh.
Go to hell, Josh.
Josh.
Nice try.
Josh. You
Red
almost
One's
had
Amazon.
Us. You had me and Jack because we don't pay attention.
Exactly, dude. And then this is relevant. This is from Patty McCray Circus. Mm. Great name. Mm. Spin that wheel for me, boys. So we got a listener who wants the wheel spun. My dearest, beautiful, baseless boys, I've been sitting on this theory for a while, and with Brand New Day coming out so soon, this feels like a perfect time to voice my opinion. On top of that, I'm willing to be the first of your listeners to spin the wheel with said prediction. Yeah. It's wildly specific and will probably end up failing, but it's a risk I'm absolutely willing to take.
I like this. I hope this opens up for more of you people that want to come and spin this wheel.
Exactly. I hope we're all reading War and Peace, and then we can all talk about it.
Yeah, at least
we can do a War and Peace episode.
Waste of time.
Exactly.
It won't be a waste of time.
If you are happy for this silliness to extend outside of the Sandspans camp and rest in somebody else's business insurance, then feel free to spin that wheel for me before reading this. Prediction! With Brand New Day being Tom Holland's last contracted film, and at least a non-zero percent chance that he will leave, I think that he will turn into Man-Spider by the end of Brand New Day. He will then stay Man-Spider and potentially be included in Doomsday in said form, probably CGI. I'm sure Disney would love to include Spider-Man and Doomsday in some iteration without having to pay Tom Holland.
What the fuck?
JD, shut up. In the wheel suit.
Then either possibly at the end of Doomsday in a post-credit sequence, or more likely at the beginning of the newest standalone Spider-Man film, shed his skin to reveal a different actor. Doctor Who regeneration style, spiders have three life cycles, and launch the new iteration of Spider-Man without having to go through the faff and hassle of origin stories, etc. Or, if Holland renews his contract, he would just shed to become Tom Holland again. I know this is a wild swing for the fans, but I am out traveling in Europe and have barrels of free time, so I'm ready for as many eggs or nuggies as you're willing to throw me.
In the wheel. Let's not address. Don't worry. This is a great... I love it. I love it so much. I love
Patty,
the specific... Like, I love how specific
awesome
you
theory.
Are. It's great because it's easy. You either have so long to wait for it to, like, pay off, or... Instantly, you are going to know exactly how wrong you are.
And also, one thing that's worth noting is the wheel has stuff that only makes sense for recording a podcast in discomfort. So enjoy spending a day wearing five jumpers. Oh, it's summer. They're
going to
eat
you. Yeah, you're going to die.
We've just killed a listener, but idiot listener. That's, so that's exciting.
An awesome prediction. Yeah. Imagine you're right.
I know.
I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, I guess the moment you see Spider-Man,
well, if he
does not remain Mad Spider, I need you to go to the nearest
Tesco,
Primark.
Go to the Tesco staff and be like, "Can I borrow your jumper?"
Yeah, go to the nearest Primark and buy five of their finest jumpers.
That's so
to wear, I guess.
What an awesome prediction.
For the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine you're right. Yeah. And then finally, is JD going to jail? This is from Kevin.
Maybe.
Dear BS Boys, I was wondering if JD is still dealing with legal and or car insurance issues from that time he bought Monkey Ball. I hope the big corporations have not ruined JD's life, Kevin.
I'm not going to jail yet. It's not off the cards, though.
It could happen to our dear friend.
Debtor's prison.
I got even more updates in the middle of the episode, so it's very exciting stuff.
Damn, that's really good.
Yeah.
Hey, so well, if you wanna, watch this space.
Yeah, if you want to help, I guess, JD with his legal fund, I guess you could sign up to Dusha Plus today by going to
twitch.tv/DushaForever
and then make a donation sub and or just donate and you can subscribe however much
send him a grand, send him three.
And it's not a monthly subscription, but if you got a calendar app and just set a reminder to yourself,
that's a smart idea
To renew your Dusha Plus subscription.
I'm gonna re-up my Dusha Plus subscription,
and remember you get nothing.
You get
in return.
Zilch. Not
absolutely
a shout out.
Zero.
Not an acknowledgement.
No.
Nothing.
You
nothing
might get
at
me
all.
Done for another crime, which is tax fraud.
Okay.
Because I will not declare it. Just kidding. I will.
We will definitely declare. Yeah. He will definitely declare. So yeah, that's directly to Joel Dusha's back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Twitch. .tv/DushaForever.
Let me just check that the donate link works.
Yeah. You can subscribe and you can choose your subscription price.
Exactly.
And
it's
remember,
up to you. It's extremely flexible.
So, yeah, it's very flexible. For the low tier, which again is picked by you, you'll receive nothing.
Yeah.
And for the highest tier imaginable, and that is, of course, whatever you want it to be, you once again will receive nothing.
Yeah.
So remember, it's truly just. An altruistic event.
Yeah, you're just doing a kindness to a man whom you love.
Yeah.
And remember, if you want to support baseless speculation more broadly, rather than sort of individually targeting each of us, though that is a funny move.
Yeah.
you can subscribe to Baseless Speculation Plus. If you're an Apple podcast, it's just the touch of a button. Otherwise, I believe you can go to SansPantsRadio.com and you can do it from there, baby. You get access to the Discord. You get access to ad-free episodes. Mm-hmm. And you get access to a bonus show we do roughly once a month, BS Plus, where I say I've watched Shang-Chi.
And sometimes
we'll
it won't
see,
be
Shang-Chi. We'll see what happens, people. Really? If I watch Shang-Chi again or some other awesome movie, the most recent episode that I believe is out by the time this comes out, I've read Splinter of the Mind Eye by Alan Dean Foster instead of watching Shang-Chi.
That's a book.
Really bad book. Really, Princess Leia gets fucking worked over so many damn times. Anyway, so please subscribe to Baseless Speculation Plus and support the podcast and support us.
Yeah.
And remember, subscribe to
Douche Plus.
I just double checked. The link is live. If you go to my
Twitch, active.
If you go to my Twitch channel, don't expect to stream anytime soon.
Yeah.
Ever. Or maybe. Who knows? Yeah. Don't expect it, though.
Yeah. No promises.
Yeah.
No matter what tier you subscribe.
Scroll down. There is a donate link. You can just click that. And then, hey, that goes to me.
Yeah.
And no one else.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A beautiful move.
Yeah. Beautiful move for a beautiful man who is facing probably beautiful jail time.
Yeah.
They might. Something he didn't even really do or was involved in.
Well, no, I went to go buy Monkey Ball, and then I came home, and then they hit my car, and then that was the end.
That
was me getting jail time.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. We joke about it so often in other shows. Yeah. When an innocent man gets the chair, and here we are.
It's going to happen.
Innocent man.
When he's in the hole, you know, for being unruly in the yard.
Yeah.
You'll be thinking about Monkey Ball, dude.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel Zammit.
And I've been Joel Dusher. I got distracted there for the last couple of minutes because I looked at a scary email I got sent.
Please subscribe to Dusher Plus. Goodbye.
And we've been the Dusher Boys.
I'm in trouble.
Oh, no.
This is Space Speculation. Go to the movies, take no lie.
Oh yeah, there's no real exclusive because it's basically
BS, brother.
What's it like knowing that I'm holding your peanut though?
What's it like that I'm squishing
your fucking peanut? Oh,
that's some bizarre transference happened when you squeezed it, and I thought it was my balls. I don't know what happened there. I didn't like it. You did that, and something psychologically happened to me where I went, "Oh, but it's just my peanut."
Is it because? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what that was.
That makes you playing with it. Bam.
It's not my balls when I'm playing with it.
It's 11 a.m. and I have entered a psychosexual relationship with my good friend and employee. And I don't like it.
Something about the way you squished it.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I think you're both fucked up for this. I think it's fucked up to take his peanut. I think it's way more fucked up for you to have that going on. And now it's just all this is.
I don't want the peanut anymore.
My balls are back.
All that's happened is now I was already not particularly fond of the peanut.
What's wrong with
it's
the peanut?
It's ugly. It's ugly.
It's just a peanut.
Fucked up looking.
Just a peanut.
It's annoying the way you waggle it sometimes. That's annoying.
It's good to waggle.
It's really good to waggle, but I keep thinking about it as my balls.
We've ruined the peanut for everyone.
Me?
What's wrong with both of your brains?
I'm. Yeah. Why being wrong? He did it.
But then he says, "That's my balls," and you go, yeah. "What's wrong with you?" And then you go, "Yuck!"
No, he squeezed it before I thought it was my balls.
Yeah. He then started doing this weird thing, like I'm in this weird fucked up relationship. He made it strange.
I think we can all just agree that I'm the normal one because I don't think about the peanut except with disdain. You go, "You like this?" I go, "No."
Okay.
Why?
Fair enough.
It's ugly, and you're annoying with it.
Okay.
Yeah, he is annoying with it, and he's ugly. Wait, what were we saying?
Yeah.
He is ugly and annoying. I agree.
You've never been more correct.
Yeah, spot on, brother.
Mm-hmm.